From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, December 5th. Law enforcement authorities say two kindergartners who were shot at Feather River Adventist School in Oroville are in extremely critical condition. NSPR's Adia White reports officials believe the shooter targeted the school because of its religious affiliations.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says that a 5- and 6-year-old boy were shot. Honey says it appears the shooter used a handgun to kill himself before deputies arrived. Authorities are working to determine the motive.
We have received some information that leads us to believe that the subject responsible for this shooting targeted this school because of its affiliation with the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
He says the shooter was at the school for a meeting he'd scheduled a few days prior with the principal to apparently discuss enrolling a family member. It's not clear if that was a ruse. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
In other news, Chico is officially under new leadership as of yesterday evening, and the city's new mayor and vice mayor are both familiar faces. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The packed council chambers showed excitement as Casey Reynolds, who had served as Chico's vice mayor since 2020, was selected by the council to now lead the city as mayor. Former mayor Andrew Coolidge said goodbye to his role, addressing the residents in attendance.
I've always tried to do it the best way I could. I know I didn't please all the people all the time, and I don't think you can, but thank you so much for allowing me to serve the city of Chico.
Chico has a council manager form of local government that allows the mayor and vice mayor to be appointed by the council rather than elected. For vice mayor, the council appointed Dale Bennett. Reynolds and Bennett's appointment goes into effect immediately. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And California prisons will no longer be able to withhold mandated money from people when they are released. CalMatters reports the goal is to give people released from prison gate money. People leaving prisons are entitled to $200 under state law to cover any needs they might have on their first day of freedom. The policy follows a class action lawsuit and legislative order filed against the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, which has previously deducted money from the allowances. The department said it did so if former inmates did not have clothes to leave with or transportation. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a funding bill in September that gave the department additional money for clothing and transportation for 2025. And finally, a new California initiative that goes into effect December 18th will make it easier for some to buy e-bikes. The California E-Bike Incentive Project allows income-eligible residents to receive a voucher worth up to $2,000 towards the purchase of a new e-bike. A rider safety video is required before collecting the voucher. The California Air Resources Board says the initiative aims to lower cost barriers to a technology that can help replace car trips and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The first installment of vouchers will offer $3 million to help fund the purchase of up to 1,500 e-bikes. And those were your headlines for Thursday, December 5th. Our theme song is Burrow, courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.